Park City Education Foundation works closely with the high school administration to identify the One Book, One Community choice. Associate Director of the Park City Education Foundation, Jen Billows, has an overview.
It's a pretty incredible story of a kid in Malawi, which is one of the poorest countries in the world. Only 2% of the people in Malawi have electricity and running water. And so he is a very smart kid, and through looking at old science books, and in spite of people calling him crazy, he put together a windmill to bring electricity to his village.
She says the author, William Kamkwamba's account of his project can offer inspiration for lots of kids in Park City.
Roger R. Bobby at the high school said, boy, I'd love for you guys to do this book, and it could tie into PC CAPS, which has a lot of project-based learning. So kind of looking at the book, not just from, you know, purely an English or reading or writing perspective, but, you know, kids putting their thoughts together and working on projects and making real change in the world.
The book is not required summer reading for high school students, but there will be activities happening in the schools and community. Billows says it's an easy read, and the book can be found at Dolly's and at the Park City Library.
The Social Equity Book Club, Diego Zagara runs that, is doing that for their book of that month, and they'll be meeting to discuss it before the community lecture. And the libraries are having different things. I think the Summit County Library on the 7th is having a day where you can bring all ages of kids in and build windmills, and they'll have all kinds of projects going on. There is a children's version of the book, which is really cool, so a lot of the younger kids can read it as well.
There is a free lecture on October 9th at the Jim Santee Auditorium with the author, William Kamkwamba. Sundance is showing the movie in Colville next week on the 17th at the Ledges Event Center. It's free and part of their summer film series. It is an outside screening, and it will start at dusk. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.